godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Lance, well, we got callers on the board?
We do. Let's start it off with Spencer. Spencer's first up here, talking a little bit about Dusty and Dusty's lineups. What's up, Spencer?
Hey, boys. So, you know, I've been kind of shaking my head at Dusty's lineups all season, but I'm, you know, take a step back. They've been in first place all year. They're rocking and rolling. You know, and you're just kind of like, all right, everything's fine. But then, you know, yesterday before the game when he started giving his rationale for everything, that's when it just becomes mind-numbingly frustrating. Because if he had just said, look, we have a good team, we have a deep team, I'm trying to work everybody in, we'll take it on a game-by-game basis. Fine, just say that. Instead, he comes out and says, well, I need Dubon in center field because Verlander's a fly ball pitcher. Well, that makes no sense because Dubon's not a good center. He's not a better center fielder than McCormick. And then he says, I got to have Yuli at first base because Framber's a ground ball pitcher. Well, with the fly ball pitcher on the mound, you had Mancini on the bench. None of it makes sense. None of his rationale makes sense. He says, well, Diaz is hot, so he has to play. Well, Mancini hits three home runs. His butt goes to the bench. It just, none of it makes any sense. And I don't know if it's just pure stubbornness. I mean, last year when he kept batting Miles Straw leadoff, then they traded Miles Straw and he was mad. And then earlier this season, he loved Siri. Now they traded Siri. And so I guess he's like, I'm going to play Myers every day to show y'all that y'all traded the wrong center fielders. It's just mind-numbingly frustrating. And they have the best record in the American League. Everything's fine. However, it's not because of Dusty's lineup management. It's in spite of it. And it's just really, really, really frustrating. And, you know, if they go to the playoffs and he does some Dusty lineups and they end up losing, it's just gonna backfire in his face. And I really hope that doesn't happen. Obviously, I hope they win the World Series. But his circular logic that made zero sense yesterday was just absolutely frustrating. Just mind-blowing. So, thanks.
Yeah. Some of it was, I agree. The thing that was most egregious for me was the, hey, these guys have been here, so, you know, that the new guys that are here are Astros too. You know, these guys have been here. They got us to where we are, so I'm going to stay loyal to them. You know, I can see that. That's Dusty. That's Dusty being Dusty. But, yep, Spencer, we appreciate it. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Who else, Lance? Chris is next.
Yeah, let's get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Chris in here. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How are y'all? Love the show as always. Hey, I had a question. So do you feel like, and I totally agree with you, John, Dusty, and his not making sense of where people are. It's weird, though, because, like, he'll say that about a hitter, like, well, this person doesn't match up against this one or whatever. But then when it comes to pitching, he'll make a quick substitution, put a lefty on lefty or righty on righty. But, yeah, when you point out the fact that, you know, Jake Myers is hitting whatever against this pitch or whatever, and then he sits on the bench, I don't understand his logic. So to the prior caller's point, I do agree, like, I don't want to be, you know, too hardcore because there's 31 games over 500 in first place and, you know, all that stuff. But it's not because Dusty's it's because we have a great team. So these little nuances, I mean, could we be 10 games better or things like that? I just didn't know. It feels like he pulls pitchers and makes adjustments there quickly, but not with batters. So I'll hang up a listen. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I don't know how much better you would be if there was another manager. I mean, you do have the best record in the league. So I don't know. I think Dusty, Dusty's handed. Here's the deal, Lance. If Dusty wins it all, you know, awesome parade. Dusty can walk off into the sunset with a finally winning the World Series as a manager. If he doesn't win it all, I think you got to really have to look hard if you're the Astros. You know, is that, you know what? Dusty gave you a shot. We gave you one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league. So you had your shot, and you were only a temporary.
So either way.
This was supposed to be temporary. I think that this is probably the swan song for Dusty.
I think so, too. And it might be mutual. I think the comments Dusty made yesterday, I can't. Once again, it's the Astros are in good position. They're leading the American League. They have the top record in the American League. Thanks, Yankees. But so I don't want to, you know, I don't want to turn entire shows into just all this Dusty Baker bashing or Dusty. But the fact is the fact. Dusty said some things yesterday that are going to have, I guarantee you, it's going to have Jim Crane and James Click kind of rolling their eyes because it just doesn't make a lot of sense for a manager to say some of these things. And I don't, you know, it's it all just kind of will come together, I think, as a mutual parting of the ways when it goes down in the offseason, because Dusty is an older guy who has, he doesn't need your money. He doesn't, Dusty is going to go out as being a guy who got to a World Series with the Astros. He's going to be a guy who's had some success, and he's going to be remembered as a guy who, you know, wasn't always beloved with how he set up his lineups, but was an important part of, I think he was an important part of how the Astros came back from the distractions of, you know, of not just COVID, but also of the cheating scandal.
No, scandal.
So, yeah. I think yeah. Dusty will be liked. If not be loved, he'll be beloved.
Listen, he's been the perfect. He was the perfect guy for that.
Yeah,
he was the perfect guy. Players, manager. He stood up for his team. He said, "Screw you guys."
There's
been some instances where Dusty
stood up for the team. Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's everything that you could have wanted in that regard. But it's probably time that they went younger and just went in their more permanent direction, because Dusty's never meant to be a permanent replacement. So,
I want to see a spot to get his shot, because then we can second guess him. Then we got somebody else.
I'd like to see what Gilbert's thoughts are quickly on Dusty Baker. Gilbert, I'm sure you watched a lot of Dusty Baker when the Astros were playing the Dodgers back in the day in the NL West, and he was an outfielder. What are your thoughts on Dusty Baker right now as a manager?
I think he's getting a little bit old, you know, for baseball anyway, not.
Yeah.
I think he should retire anyway, you know.
Yeah, I don't think he should play, that's for sure. He's too old for that.
Yeah, but,
probably.
You know, see, Dusty Baker, I don't think he got the magic like he did last year anyway, you know. He didn't win the World Series, you know, and didn't do that anyway. You got to blame him on the pitching staff anyway.
Yeah.
They had a big mistake getting rid of George Springer and Carlos Correa, you know that. That was a big mistake they got anyway.
Yeah, but that's not on Dusty.
What's wrong with the team anyway, you know?
Well, they're just not hitting anymore. And they're not hitting in clutch situations, Gilbert. That's what's wrong. And yet they have the best record in the American League.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Gilbert?
Yeah, well, for now, well, what until September come anyway?
Well, it's...
That's
a fair comment, actually.
I know the Astros, they have the fourth easiest schedule for the rest of the way in the league, but what about for... That's just for now, Lance.
I got a text that said, Dusty's the third baseman at the blackjack table who hits 12 against the dealer 6 because he feels a small card coming.
No.
I got a question to ask you two gentlemen.
Yep.
Are you going to ball game tomorrow, John or Lance?
The Astros?
No, not going, Gilbert. Are you going? Yeah, because it's the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, Tyle Smith anyway. I'm going anyway.
Yeah, you're the big Tyle Smith guy.
And before I go, I'd like to say that I really am sad that we lost Libby Newton-John anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah. Gilbert, that was your favorite, right? What was your favorite Olivia Newton-John song?
Have You Never Been Mellow.
Oh,
Have You Never Been Mellow.
Have you?
Great song,
okay,
Gilbert.
Can you find it?
RJ?
RJ's
pulling it up right now.
Pull it up for Gilbert right now, because, Gilbert, I got tweets from people that said Gilbert must be really, really sad right now
because
Olivia Newton-John. Why did, Gilbert, what happened there?
I know.
I saw it, yeah. I remember when you showed us that picture, you and Olivia Newton-John.
Where'd you get it, Gilbert?
Let me tell you one thing. You try your darn best at producer to get Jennifer Ray there. I'm gonna sing to her anyway, but I want a Olivia Newton-John song anyway, you know.
Okay, so you were going to sing an Olivia Newton-John song to Gilbert, to Jennifer Reyna.
To Jennifer Reyna. Well,
listen up right here.
Sing along with this, Gilbert. Sing along with this song.
I want
There was a time. There was a day when I just had to tell you. That's my land to the party. I want like you.
Here's the hook.
Now I don't mean to make you frown.
Get it, Gilbert.
No, I just want to take your hand.
Right here. Here we go. Phone.
Gilbert,
now you never been mellow. Never tried.
Come on, Gilbert. You can get up there.
Come on, Gilbert.
Yeah,
breath control.
This makes you sad, though, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good
really.
Stuff. You did a good job there, Gilbert.
Yeah. 1975.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. Anyway.
Yeah, that was...
RJ, how much do you know about Gilbert's knowledge of music? Do you know a lot about it? You don't know. Gilbert said this is a number one hit song in 1975. Gilbert, do you have a month that you would know when it dropped? Go ahead and research this real quick. Just go ahead and Google it. What you're going to find is that if it's anything from the 70s, it's a lock that Gilbert knows it. So go ahead and look for when this song was released. When it was it number one, Gilbert?
1975.
Okay.
I Honestly Love You, 1974.
I Honestly Love You.
Let Me Be There, 1973.
Okay.
See?
Magic, yeah. 1980. You're the One I Want, 1978 with the logo.
Never forget that anyway.
That was.
That
was rapid fire Gilbert's best of number ones on Olivia Newton-John. Wow. Boom. 74, 73, 72,
boom.
80, 81.
I mean, no 81, Lance.
82 physical.
Oh,
physical.
Physical is 82. What about Xanadu?
Xanadu. Give Xanadu. Oh.
Yeah, what year?
Xanadu. Now that you're here, now that I'm here, it's Xanadu. The Bolivia magic. That the
kids
had
over
Magic, that was the
after the war. Keep going, keep going.
Wonderful World Series was the playoff that
you
year.
Have to believe we are magic. Come on, Gilbert.
Yeah, that first time of that time when you have to request the playoff picture in 1980.
Yep. 1980.
Yeah, I do remember that. I also remember that Gilbert is that you went from song to song there. It sounded like you were able to go from song to song, that you were going to do your own little, what's it called when you go from song to song?
Yeah, that year when the Goodwill, you know, got kicked out of Goodwill, got fired at Goodwill.
Okay.
You know, I didn't know that story.
Hold on.
Okay.
You got fired from Goodwill?
Yeah, I got fired at Goodwill anyway.
What happened?
What happened?
Just a bunch of bones, throwing a cardboard at a coworker, you know, and...
Oh.
Throwing bottles in the ground, you know.
Yeah, well,
see,
that's...
Goodwill anyway, you know.
So you threw cardboard at a coworker and bottles at the ground, and they had to get rid of you.
Yeah, I remember that long time. I'm not going to forget about that long time ago.
No.
I don't remember you telling us that one. I would remember that
one. Yeah, I remember that long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when somebody got fired, they tried to send me away to Beaumont to a halfway house anyway, you know.
I didn't know about all this either.
No, you didn't like that. No.
I remember all that stuff a long time ago.
No, I know you do.
No, you don't forget.
Thank God I didn't go to the halfway house in Beaumont, you know. Before the actual election anyway, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't either.
I'm not going to forget about that anyway, you know.
No.
I don't forget about Tom Smith getting fired, you know. You know?
Yeah, no, I know you're not going to let that go.
I'm not letting someone that didn't go to work tell my parents, you know, they try to send me away, you know, they didn't go to work with me, you know. That really pisses me off anyway, you know. I'm really upset, you know.
No. To this day. To this day, did you work but hold on. What, did you just say, I'll never forget when Tal Smith got fired, but then you also started, is that what you said, and then you rolled back into when somebody else snitched on you?
Yeah.
No, I started working at Goodwill when Tal Smith got fired anyway, you know.
Oh, wait, you were working at Goodwill when Tal Smith got fired?
That's right.
Okay, I didn't know how the two were connected, but now I know.
Yeah, that was good old days, whatever it was. You know,
that was the good old days, except getting fired. Yeah. That pissed you off. I know that pissed you off. All right, well, we got a break here, but Gilbert, that was a great phone call. We're sorry for your loss. Sorry for your loss of Olivia Newton-John.
For sure.
For sure, yeah.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll see you.
Goodbye. Keep them girls frying. Time to talk about – that was a special Gilbert for you right there. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
He was rolling. I mean, really just get out of the way and let him sing, maybe? Let him go on his tangent. Yeah. I'd never heard that about the Goodwill thing. He's wrong.
No, that's our first Goodwill. We didn't know he was throwing cardboard at fellow workers. All right, maybe he's got a lawsuit against Goodwill. I don't know, but if he does, it's the Morley Law Firm. Maybe Gilbert can call them and see if he can't be reimbursed for his sadness that occurred. And listen, it doesn't matter what your issue is. The Morley Law Firm is here for you. The Morley Law Firm is they take care of it. It seems like everything. It doesn't matter what your issue is. If you need a lawyer, if you need representation, these guys are there. And, you know, they do have some specialties. They do have they're taking care of so many immigration problems right now. Se habla español. This is something that's kind of a big deal since, you know, there are a lot of immigration issues here in the city. And if you think you are, you know, you need some help or you know somebody that needs some help with immigration problems, then you've got the Morley Law Firm here for you. Now, listen, in a lot of instances, if you are trying to recoup money, let's say you were in an accident or from an insurance company or a medical malpractice, if you're trying to recoup some money, you don't have to pay anything. The Morley Law Firm won't take a fee until you win. So that's great. Now, in other instances, if you've got criminal issues or whatnot, hey, the Morley Law Firm is here for you, too. Whether you did it or you didn't do it, you need representation, and the Morley Law Firm is here. So if you've got any kind of issue whatsoever, let's make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Your hand in mine is so divine. The stars in the sky sing praises and I.
The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here. We've got a short segment here. Those of you that were with us in the last segment, you got a special treat. I mean, you had Gilbert at his best. It's sometimes he not as lucid as other Lance. Gilbert was on today.
Yeah, Gilbert was on it today.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a pretty long hold, by the way. He'd been on hold for about 30 minutes.
And he didn't even fall asleep.
No snoring or anything. He was ready to fire.
Yeah.
I think that's what the fire emoji was made for, that last phone call.
Yeah, that was fire. That was fire. Gilbert has the voice of a drunken angel. Yep. I mean, I don't know that Olivia Newton-John is perfect for him to be singing. She gets up there in the octaves, and I don't know that Gilbert has that kind of range.
He gave it a go, though.
He did. I mean, I got to give him credit. He gave it his best shot. There was no question about that. No question about that.
Gilbert does not have a great falsetto. From a musical standpoint, as somebody who's got a musical background, I can tell you the falsetto is important if you're going to try to emulate an Olivia Newton-John song as a male, and Gilbert didn't really have that ready to go. Could just be that he just hadn't warmed up in the morning. Could be he wasn't hydrated properly, kind of dry vocal cords. But, yeah, I think Gilbert is better off maybe with Michael Martin Murphy, Wildfire, something like that.
Yeah, I remember when he said
higher. That's a little higher in the octave range as well, so I'm not sure on that one.
Yeah. He was better with Wildfire. He was pretty good with that. Yeah. I don't know that Have You Ever Been Mellow is his cup of tea.
No, that's not his.
That's not
in his vocal range.
No.
Gilbert
anyway,
singing Olivia Newton-John songs. How are y'all not in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame again? That's what I'd like to know. I got nominated one year. I got nominated. I think Rowdy Yates nominated me, of all people, Josh Halstead. And I got nominated by somebody one time, but I didn't get the votes. John and I, if you look at the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, we should probably be in that. But we don't really – I think it's safe to say I don't think either one of us care too much.
I'd have to care.
And number two, we don't really play the radio game of like – we don't really fit the mold.
Radio.
We don't fit the mold that great. So – and that's okay. That's I think, why we've been doing this for 25 years is because we don't really – fit the mold, because Gilbert, most people would say that's just terrible radio. You know, I've been doing radio now. Let me tell you something, Chuck. I've been doing radio now for 18 years, and never would I have put a guy like Gilbert on the radio to sing Olivia Newton-John. Okay? It's unprofessional. It's not what radio's supposed to sound like. You can get to the Astros bullpen. Okay? What about talk about the Houston Rockets and what Jalen Green's doing right now on these, you know, viral videos that are out there? How about Deshaun Watson? What's going to happen with him? You could have talked about what's going on with the safety position, you know, and Jalen Petrie or something about the rookies. And instead, you knuckle nuts are out there putting a guy like Gilbert on to sing Olivia Newton-John? Well, yeah, that's way better than that other stuff. What are you talking about? This is how our brains work. I mean, listen, you guys could be talking about LeBron versus Jordan right now. Right now, you could be leading the industry in conversations about the best basketball player that's ever lived. Have you had a conversation maybe about Shohei Ohtani versus Jordan Alvarez and the influx of the international player in baseball? What about that? That's a great topic. You could even turn that into, now hear me out here, like a Mount Rushmore of international players who are at their peak. And you could do Tatis, you could do Guerrero. There's so many players, Juan Soto. And instead, you've got Have You Never Been Mellow on the air with Gilbert singing? Well, yeah, I mean, didn't you think that was awesome? No, I didn't think it was awesome. You could have discussed the whip numbers for Montero and Norris. And instead, you've got Gilbert singing Xanadu? Well, we didn't, I mean... We let him into it.
That's exactly what we have.
Yeah, you didn't. That's not.
Yeah,
you didn't think that was radio. Amazing. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Okay, Texas Radio Hall of Fame guy
not
would
us.
Rather we talk about whip numbers. Honestly, 7 days out of seven, if Gilbert's going to sing Xanadu, I'm probably going to opt for that. And that's just, and so yeah. Will you, John? I know I speak for you as well. Clearly.
Yes. No. All day, every day. Although I do want to get into the Mount Rushmore of international players someday.
Yeah, welcome. You're welcome. I just threw that out as doing my radio guy voice.
No, that's gold. That's gold. It's, you know, Gilbert singing Xanadu second.
Yeah.
But I'm all about the Mount Rushmore of international players. I got Clemente in mind, but okay, let's go.
Well, no, it has to be active players.
Active players?
Yeah. If we're going to do the Mount Rushmore of active players.
The Mount Rushmore of active international players. Bjordan's in mine, that's for sure. I think Jordan's number one. You can have your Shohei.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going, okay, so the Mount Rushmore, Jordan is your George Washington? Okay.
He's George Washington. Shohei can be, I think he's better than Teddy Roosevelt, probably Jefferson. Okay.
Okay.
Shohei is Jefferson.
Shohei, and then who else?
RJ would rather hear Xanadu. Yeah. Okay.
See?
And this.
You see?
You see?
You see what happens?
No, you're right, RJ. No. Thank you for saving the show. Anytime. Thank you for saving the show, RJ.
Topic, if you feel like a topic is too boring, just fire Xanadu over the top from now on for the rest of eternity that this show is on. That is a good way to let us know what it should what should be happening.
Right? Okay. This, okay, you guys have gone too far.
All right, you can fade it out. All right, no more no more Mount Rushmore international players. It's a Friday. That's a conversation for a Wednesday.
Right.
That's a hump day edition. You guys haven't even done hump day editions where you ask people what they're doing on their hump day. Come on, man. That's good radio. That's Texas Radio Hall of Fame stuff. Do a hump day thing. And then call in and pretend to give somebody flowers and then pretend like somebody's cheating on somebody. Do a bunch of pretend stuff. Man, that's good radio stuff right there. Ask what people are doing for their hump days. Like, could we also have Gilbert say, keep those egg rolls frying and get it printed on a hat?
Yeah.
Is that something we could do? If you don't want to ever get into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, is there money that's involved with this? Or do I get a really sweet gift card? Is there a vacation that comes with that? Because if not, I don't know.
All right, we're breaking it here. We got one segment to go before we got News of the Weird, which is Hall of Fame material. Now, that'll get us into the Hall of Fame, the News of the Weird. There's no question
about
it.
For sure.
What's in my Hall of Fame? You know what's in my Mount Rushmore? You know who's George Washington? Coors Light. You know who's Thomas Jefferson? Coors Light. You know who's Lincoln? Coors Light. You know who's Roosevelt? Coors Light. All of them. Yep, Coors Light. That's my Mount Rushmore beer. Coors Light. That's it. It's the Hall of Fame. It's all of it. Coors Light is cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. It's the only beer. It's the official beer of everything, okay? Keep Texas chill, baby. If you're looking for a great way to enjoy your summer heat, that first one, that cold, when the mountains are blue and you take that first one, boy, is that good. That's just good stuff. That's just good, good stuff. As you can tell, I haven't had one yet today. But there could be on the plane flight home, there could be some cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Because, you know, sometimes the cabins are warm, sometimes they're cold. It doesn't matter. You can get a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. And it's keeping Texas chill. You're looking for a great way to keep Texas chill. All you got to do is pick up a 6-pack, 12-pack, whatever the case may be. Make it Coors Light, baby. Climb on.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
I'll give you some time. Whatever you want, you just say the word. We can do the time. Lock away the key, that's what you prefer. I could do this for days.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So, you know, John, Mike Golick, who I really like, he's a really good guy. I do stuff with him with the Joe Moore Awards. Really down-to-earth guy. He was on the Killer Bees yesterday and was having a conversation about the Players Association. One of the things that has come up quite a bit has been why the Players Association would agree to this process for suspensions that still allows, even though you have a third party, it still allows the ultimate decision to go to potentially Roger Goodell. And Golick had an interesting answer to why the players wouldn't fight that.
What is the NFLPA's main objective?
Money.
It's for the majority of the players. So how many players do we have this go on with? An incredible minority of player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Handfuls, couple of handfuls, where we talk about these suspensions of over 1,800 players. So just as I said, you choose as players what you want to fight for. So if you're at a bargaining table and you're given the choice of, do I want to, because listen, if you don't want the commissioner to have any power at all and you want this thing to change, you got to give something up. They're not just going to say, okay, we'll give it up. So if you're sitting there on the union side, are you saying, okay, for a couple of handfuls of players that get suspended, are we going to give up something that may be good for the whole just to try and get that?
And by the way, it's Mike Golic Sr., not Junior. Junior's the one that I work with. I thought that was Junior. It's Mike Golic Sr. The point still remains. His point is anything that is collectively bargained, anything that is gained, there is going to be something potentially lost, and they don't want to lose.
Right. And he's right. I mean, there are how many suspensions that are really that the players or anybody really cares about? Honestly, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is okay. Go sit, DeAndre. Yeah. You had some. Hey, Kamara, you're going to have to sit. But you know what? Those guys, the majority of the guys are good guys. The majority of the guys are don't break laws. They don't get arrested. They don't get suspended. They play the game the right way. They do their work. They want to get their money. The majority of the guys are not, to fight for Deshaun Watson, that's in an instance where he's been accused of 24 times. And, you know, that was funny. A lot of people ask, you know, what do the players think of Deshaun Watson? They like Deshaun Watson. You know what, though? They got to go home to their wife, and they got to look at their daughters. And, you know, I'm sure their wives are like, you know, that guy needs to be punished. You know, I could certainly see where guys are going home and they're like,
I would never, but babe, I would never do that.
Obviously not them, but right. You know what? You need to stand behind, like Jim Tomei's wife said, you know what? We're not buying season tickets anymore. And I could see Jim's just sitting there. Hey, I am out of this. You know what? We ain't buying no Brown season tickets because you know what? Deshaun Watson. Oh, well. Then that's what my wife decided. That's what we're going to do. So, you know, that I'm sure a lot of guys are going home and would love Deshaun Watson, but they just, you know, they got to also realize, hey, that whatever happened with Deshaun Watson, it's ugly, and it's ugly for the league. So, yeah, we're not going to fight for that.
Well, it's what are we going to give something up because Deshaun got freaky deaky with
No, is that going to be something that we're going to stand on the table for?
No, a good point. Do we really want to – is this the guy? Is this the situation we want to die on the hill and give something up? No, probably not.
No. Hey, how about this? NFL referees are not going to call roughing the passer on incidental contact. That's a wonderful thing. How many times, you know, a hand brushes across a quarterback's face mask or barely touches the side of his head and they're throwing a flat, and you're like, I really, really, let's use some common sense here. So, you mean, if it's something that's egregious and you hit a guy around the head and neck area, a quarterback around, that's you know what? You deserve the penalty. Mm-hmm. But if you just barely brush, how many, we've seen that with Brady, we've seen that with other guys that it just or Rodgers, it just barely brushes in. Hey, he touched my face, man. Oh, penalty. The worst. That's the worst. No, the worst is still, and I don't know how we're going to get rid of this, the worst call in all of sports is the underthrown pass that is a penalty on the defender who's just running with the guy. That's just awful. That is just, to me, that's the worst call in all of sports.
Well, not if it's catchable.
Well, you're rewarding the quarterback for throwing a crappy pass, in my opinion.
Well, but you also have to turn and find a ball if you're a defensive back. That's clearly stated.
You get your head back,
you won't get called for it. But if your head's turned to the football.
But you can't run through me either, okay? I just think that's just garbage. It's just garbage.
Well, some of them are bailout, and some of them are, you know, like I said, technique is plays a big part. If you get your head back towards the football, they won't call you in most circumstances for that one, but your head has to be around. If you're face guarding an underthrown ball, yeah. But it also has to be deemed catchable, and I think sometimes that's the concern, John, is although sometimes it's not, I would argue that it's maybe illegal contact and not pass interference that you could call there, because I don't think a lot of them are catchable.
Well, it's illegal to me. It's illegal contact on the wide receiver, because I've got my path that I'm running and you're trying to go through me, and because your quarterback sucks,
but always
I'm going to get a penalty.
But it's got to be make a play on the ball. One guy's trying to make a play on the ball.
All right, the last thing before we get to news of the weird. Did you see Scottie Scheffler? He's playing with Cam Smith. Cam Smith is going over to LIV Golf, and he's lining up his putt. And at first I thought this was he walked in his line, but he didn't. Cam Smith is squatting down, looking, reading his putt, And Scottie Scheffler walked right in between him and the hole, which is a no-no in golf. That's like throwing at somebody's head. I mean, it was egregious. It was Cameron is on, you know, trying to read his putt, and Scottie Scheffler walked right in front of him. I'm telling you what, I'm surprised they didn't go to blows. It is unacceptable. It's the unwritten rules.
Was it really intentional?
Well, I think it was. I think it was intentional. He just said, "Watch this. Okay, we don't care about you anymore. I'm walking right in between you and your read." Now, he didn't walk in his line, but he walked in between him and reading the putt. And so, whoa, I'm surprised they didn't throw the gloves down right there. You know, wouldn't that be funny? They drop their golf glove, throw him right on the green. And
what
start,
if one of them slapped the other guy in the face with it?
That's ooh, with his glove?
Yeah, that's the moment.
Yeah, that would be more of a golf fight,
probably. I mean, look, Cam Smith, here's the thing. Cam Smith is, what is he, Irish, British? What is Cam Smith?
He's Australian.
Oh, that's right. He's Australian. Okay, well, it's going to alter what I was about to say. You got to be careful with Australians.
Yeah, Australians will knife you.
You have
Remember?
To be careful
That's not
with
a knife. This is a knife.
It's a knife. Yeah, you have to be careful with Australians. So and he does have a, like I was going to say, okay, if this is in Florida and it's some guy with the mullet, you don't want to step in his line. You don't want to walk in his line. If it's an English guy and he's got a mullet, big deal. If it's a Scottish, Irish guy, it's probably, you could have some words. If it's an Australian guy, that's one where you might want to think twice about stepping in an Aussie's line.
Scotty's got about 40 or 50 pounds.
No, he's a much bigger.
Yeah. But he is Australian, so he could, yeah. No, you never know if he's carrying.
I'm just saying, Australians, you have to at least think about it. But clearly there's a weight disadvantage for Cam Smith. Right. So Scottie Scheffler probably figured, what are you going to do? You going to do something? You going to do something?
What?
You think you're better than me? Because you're on live tour, you think you're better than me because you're on live? Because you get free money? You don't have to play as much?
So damn, I wish they would have gone to blows. I wish they would have taken their little white gloves out and started slapping each other in the face with them. That would have been totally sweet. Now you can respect golf if that happens. All right, we are going to give you news of the weird. Should you be... Do you need to be ready to fight to the death if you're an IRS agent?
What?
Right. Use deadly force if necessary.
Did you
if
just
you're
say, should
IRS.
You be ready to fight against an IRS agent
should
to the
you
death?
Be ready to use deadly force if you're an IRS agent? That next, right here on ESPN 97.5. And 92.5.
But first, I'm telling you about Sweet Patios. So the highs have come down a little bit. I mean, it's still humid. I mean, granted, it's still humid. But my son, before he goes off to college, we're doing a lot of different things with him. We're going to have the burgers. Right now, it's 83. It's 83 at 947. The high today is supposed to be 90. The high tomorrow is 89. We'll probably have some rain. We're going to spend some time on the patio, okay? That's what I'm trying to tell you. And Texas Custom Patio is going to be the company who built the patio that we're enjoying. It's a patio that my son has had and enjoyed for 6 years. That's when we had it built in December of 2016. So not quite 6 years, but it will be this Christmas time, this December. And it really has created some memories. I love seeing the kids out there together. Watching their shows, me out there watching games with my sons, including Alec. We turn on the NFL Sunday Ticket, and we got the big screen up there watching 8 games in the small boxes up there. The barbecues, the burgers, having friends over, me and just some of my close friends from high school and beyond. It can be whatever you want it to be. It can be family. It could be your friends. It could be your own respite to get out there and watch your games on a Saturday, a Sunday, watch your baseball games. Whatever your patio needs to be for you, that's what it can be, including an amazing outdoor kitchen with the very best amenities. And that's what Texas Custom Patios can do to you or do for you. They can turn your outdoor area into an absolute oasis. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Simple Seats is brought to you by, News of the Weird is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It is that simple. Lance, John Bolton is the former national security advisor. Apparently there was a Shahram
mustache, too.
Yeah, right. Shahram Porsafi, an Iranian national, member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, put out a bounty on him for $300,000. John Bolton was a little embarrassed, he said. Why so low? I guess there's a problem with the exchange rate. How much would it not be? What would be an embarrassing number if someone was to assassinate you?
$200.
$200.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Is that it? That's all I'm worth?
Yeah.
Somebody would kill me for $200?
That feels low. It'd be embarrassing.
Yeah.
If they say, no, that's market value. And I'd be like, golly.
Man, pick it up. Man, I'm not worth more than that.
That is embarrassing.
$300,000 is a pretty good price, I think. John Bolton's a little egotistical. No, a little bit.
I mean, but he was...
He's bumptious.
Yeah, but he was up there. Like, he was a pretty important person inside the government.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I do a show where we let Gilbert sing Olivia Newton-John songs.
That is true. The IRS is facing an online uproar. They have posted a job for a special agent that he requires... One of the requirements is the ability to use deadly force if necessary. Do you think the IRS should use deadly force on someone who doesn't want to pay taxes?
No, I don't know about this one. I feel like that's too much.
Yeah, that's a little. I'm not sure that's what the IRS is here for—to kill people who don't pay their taxes.
Yeah,
pretty sure that's IRS for a judge to decide.
IRS can be rough now. They can. Be rough.
I guess
that's too much, though.
Yeah. Speaking of rough, a Las Vegas landlord is on trial. Apparently, he required a tenant to sign a sex contract in order to lease his home. Do you think that sex should be part of a lease in America?
Well, so I work for the NFL also, and we do not believe that as a league. And I think you see what we stand for currently. With a certain quarterback who is dealing with some issues, you know what we are already saying about, you know, what my commissioner is saying, and your commissioner, by the way, is saying about the suspension and the rightful suspension. So, no, we do not stand for that, John.
My commissioner is The Rock, okay, and I'm not sure how he feels about this. So I'm not going to assume anything about The Rock and what he's thinking about sex contracts for leases. I think she's probably got a point here. I think she might have a point here, and dude might have to take that little clause out of the contract. Not sure.
Yeah, I think that contract is going to be dismissed.
There's a story. Iranian women need certificates to prove they are virgins. Do you think we should bring this custom to America?
You've got Iranian women stories. This is the third one in 5 days.
I know. I don't know if
there's more Iranian women's stories than Trey Mancini starts.
I'm not sure any women in America would be down for living in Iran.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Nor having a virgin.
You think it's bad here with not getting paid equally? Well, go to Iran.
Can I see your virgin certificate, please? No, you cannot.
I think
that would go over very well, actually.
No. Well, and there they said, you know, one of the quotes was, oh, I wouldn't marry you if I had known that you weren't a virgin. That doesn't happen here either. That really doesn't happen too often here. Pretty sure we're all sure. I'm pretty sure she wasn't a virgin. Anyway, are you going to watch the Amazon is planning a lighthearted show of Ring surveillance footage? It is, you know, your camera on your doorbell.
Okay, can I just tell you, it's funny you bring that up, that I got into an entire, this time it wasn't YouTube, it was TikTok videos of Ring surveillance stuff, yes, just either yesterday or the day before. So yeah, I probably will watch it.
You're going to watch it.
Oh, I've watched it already. Sykes. One guy got like a booby trap was a package. It was booby trapped by a former Marine that basically blew the guy's leg off for trying to steal one of his packages.
Wow.
I mean,
that's a bit aggressive to put bombs in your packages are trying to steal.
It was pretty aggressive, but I'm not going to lie. I got into a package thieves getting instant karma. I did get into that.
No,
so,
that's karma.
And where do they capture it? Ring Video. So, yeah, I probably will watch that, actually.
Yeah, I'd probably watch it, too. Wanda Sykes is hosted. All right, we're done for the week. Glad you could join us. Glad you could hear Gilbert today on the show, because that was special. And glad that you were here all week long, if you were. If you weren't, that's on you. We will talk to you again on Monday, everybody. Gallant and Vanessa and Gallant are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great weekend.
With the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.